Police in the north came under attack again last night. Petrobombs were thrown at officers in Carrickfergus and Antrim, while in Derry, a car was set alight in the waterside area of the city. The PSNI is also investigating an unnotified parade involving masked men in Portadown yesterday. Officers say the recent wave of violence in loyalist areas is clearly orchestrated. Let's talk to the Ulster Unionist Assembly member and former party leader, Mike Nesbitt. Good afternoon to you, and thanks for taking our call today.
Pleasure, Gavin.
Who are the Loyalist Communities Council and what are you looking for them to do?
The Loyalist Community Council is a form of umbrella group, and I think the membership includes former terrorist organisations like the Ulster Defence Association, the UVF, the Red Hand Commando. They have a chairman in David Campbell, who actually is a former chairman of the Ulster Unionist Party, as it happens. David has been very vocal in the media in recent times, complaining about the Ireland-Northern Ireland Protocol. Indeed, he has an opinion piece in the Belfast newsletter today, arguing the protocol weakens Northern Ireland's place in the United Kingdom. And while I actually agree with him on that, nothing weakens our place in the UK more than so-called loyalists rioting on the streets of the United Kingdom, attacking the police service of Northern Ireland and injuring 41 officers, some of whom have ended up in hospital. So I am wondering, where is David Campbell? Where is the LCC? Do they condemn this violence? Are they calling, as I am, for an immediate end to it? And what are they doing to use their influence within loyalist communities to bring it to an end?
Yes, as you mentioned, David Campbell, he's a former chairman of the Ulster Unionist Party. I believe you stood him down as chair when you were leader. Have you contacted him yourself to ask him to make such a statement?
No, I don't think I need to. I think he should know himself because he is a politician of long standing. As you say, for some years he was chairman of the party. He has expressed an interest in elected politics. He knows. He knows exactly what he needs to do. He wasn't behind the door and taking a page in the newsletter today with that opinion piece. He wasn't a bit slow on going on to the media to talk about his objections to the Ireland-Northern Ireland Protocol. I don't need to tell David Campbell what he needs to do. He knows.
Your party colleague Doug Beattie told the BBC this morning that there needed to be a, quote, strong, sensible leadership from the Chief Constable of the PSNI and said, we don't believe that we've got that. What is it that you want the Chief Constable to do?
Well, to be decisive and to be firm, a former senior officer was on Radio Ulster this morning, Jim Gamble, and he was very clear that it's about being very clear and decisive. So, you know, if we look at the causes for the rioting, and nothing excuses it, Gavin, nothing excuses it, but it may be a sense of alienation within parts of the loyalist community. It may be about the protocol. It may be about a dissatisfaction with the decision of the public prosecutor not to prosecute anybody over the Bobby Storey funeral last June. One of the problems with that funeral is that the police did not make clear to the organisers of the funeral in advance that their plans would be in breach of the COVID regulations. And if they went ahead, what they were doing would be illegal and the police would gather evidence and seek prosecutions. That's the sort of decisive leadership that we're saying is missing.
Yes. How much do you think that your call and the call of all unionist parties for the Chief Constable to quit has led to a situation where young people are throwing bricks at the police?
Nothing justifies young people going out on the streets and throwing bricks at the police. And it was orchestrated. And, you know, people like Mark Lindsay of the Police Federation have made the point. Petrol bombs do not just appear out of nowhere. There were social media adverts encouraging people out onto the streets of Belfast last Friday evening. So these things were organised, and I would like the people who organised and encouraged those young people out onto the streets to come forward and explain a strategy which portrays loyalism and unionism as lawbreakers who are prepared to attack the police and injure police officers.
Mike Nesbitt, thank you for speaking to us on the News at One today.